Having to put this thing inside a level 4 shielding spell so it won't destroy the school, on top of having to feed it a dampening potion. How degrading.
Forgive me for my error, headmistress. I should have kept a better eye on these two.
And yet, here we are, Hohenheim, because you so foolishly held faith that these two wouldn't be a problem.
Yes, ma'am.
The infamous Jay, a believer in being slacker strong, held back twice. Quite creative in her spellcraft, varied results with her studies, grades barely passing. A temper and mouth rivaling a sailor's, and responsible for the school having a lake just outside.
Yes, ma'am.
And the partner in crime. A transfer from our sister school, partially studious, laughable with spellcraft, average grades, antisocial to a fault, and can't even conjure lunch without causing a smokescreen. The both of you together are nothing short of a natural disaster. Why your professor sought to pair the two of you together baffles me. He should have seen a disaster such as this coming from a mile away.
In my defense, I figured their sordid histories would help bring out the best in each other. It had seemed to be working for a time. It wasn't until this debacle that I regretted my choice.
We shall discuss your regrets at the next teacher's meeting. As for the two of you, you have exactly 1 minute to explain why I shouldn't expel the both of you and spare our school future turmoil. Barely a year, the two of you have been partnered together, and the number of incidents you have caused are so egregious that I should have you both sent into Nabazaka prison. And need I remind you of Nina and Alexander?
Please, wait. Headmaster Ashland, this is all my fault. I added the wrong clog hand and the whole project fell apart because of it. And I know I screwed up with the roots. No, this isn't your fault. I'm older. You shouldn't have to double check my work. It doesn't matter that we're partners. This is my screw up, just like all the others. You shouldn't have to pay for what I did.
Enough! All of this nonsense. Roots? Blaming a wrong-facing clock? Surely you aren't this oblivious and stupid.
Roots and clocks do not bring homunculi to life. You don't honestly think we haven't had a student make those simple mistakes before. All that would do is make them come out with slight defects. Nothing on par with coming to life.
What? Then what?
Are you two really going to claim ignorance in this matter? Are you truly going to tell us on record that you have no idea how this could have happened?
You just said that it wasn't because of the roots of the clock, so what else could it be?
Wanting to give your project a tan does not give it life.
Yeah, if it's not any of that, then what?
Is this truly the story you both are sticking to? Ignorance until expulsion? Do you two know what these gelatinous spheres are in this bottle?
No? Do you?
Never seen them before, huh, new kid? Not even at that fancy school of yours?
Hey, that's enough! You're supposed to be better than the brats at the school. You're really going to haze him because he came from our richer counterpart?
It's because he's from the richer half that I'm astonished he can claim that he's never seen them.
Well, aren't you just as discriminatory as your boss? I'm sick of this 20 question shit. Why don't you two tell us what these are so we can end this already? Such a hothead. Careful, Jay. I hate for you to be expelled before you can properly explain your case. You're going to expel me either way, so just get on with it, you hag! It doesn't matter if we did anything or if we don't play her game. She's expelled kids she doesn't like for years. She's been trying to get rid of me for years but hasn't been able to. The lake incident would have spelled my doom if it wasn't for the fact that it was proven that someone gave me a booster that made my powers go haywire. No, nothing malicious like drugging. I told you that I have bad performance anxiety. They gave me the potion in hopes that it would calm my nerves. They said they got it from a trusted friend. The rest is history. That stupid look on your face, headmistress, when the ministry told you this wasn't my fault, made my day for the rest of my life that year. It was worth having to redo a year because of my recovery period.
That's enough, Jay. You will show respect. New kid, it's because this evidence is found on your project that we're even questioning you.
Cease your shouting, child. Since you both refuse to play ball, we're just going to have to push harder. These spheres are known as Aqua Vita gels, also known as life-giving gels. They are reserved for students in the advanced classes under the supervision of instructors for projects that do require bringing the inanimate to life. When used, the gels will leave a sort of birthmark on its host. The little discolored circles you see on this homunculus' cheeks are residue from the gels being used. The fact that there are two marks proves that two were used, which not only ensured your project would come to life, but it would seem this thing gained powers of its own. The reason this is heavily restricted to the advanced students is because their knowledge, abilities, and capabilities to keep their projects from running amok are right where they need to be. Mediocre students such as the two of you are forbidden from using these.
I know none of the teachers would ever give the two of you permission. So, who did you ask?
That... we didn't ask anyone. That wasn't in our instructions. Was it? Yeah, I never knew stuff like that existed. Maybe your school did have it, but they kept it under lock and key? I know you didn't, and neither did I.
Sticking up for each other is not sufficient in deterring us. The fact remains that your project is alive and did considerable damage to the school.
Yeah. So why did you two do it? Maybe you two thought you could get extra credit? Leave your mark in the school's hall of fame by bringing this husk to life? Or perhaps it's under the veiled delusion that you'll have your own family one day.
Oh, please, as if I ever cared about being on the school's good side, let alone being in its hall of fame. And my future plans for family are none of your business. Will you stop looking like that? You're only encouraging her.
You say you don't want attention, new kid? Yet that doesn't change the fact that you've drawn attention nonetheless.
So what? None of this proves a damn thing. You haven't heard of sabotage before? We're not exactly popular. How do you know no one put those gels in our project?
Are you seriously going to claim that someone sabotaged you? For what? All because you're not liked? How petty.
People are petty. Just look at the two of you. You're blaming us just because it's our project, yet you haven't shown or proven if we use the gels or how we got to them. You seem confident that no such proof exists, young man. Would you be willing to stake your freedom on it? Yes, your freedom. Property damage, use of an illegal substance. At the very least, you both will be detained when I press charges. Are you kidding me? You're going to threaten us with jail? All because you don't like us? How pathetic can you be?
Watch your tone, Jay.
Or what? I'm going to jail for something I didn't do anyway. What more can any of you possibly do to me?
This. As of today, both of you, pending investigation, are hereby suspended from the grounds.
What?
I can and I have. You both are to turn in your robes, leave your wands, and return any school property you have.
You're seriously going to bring the ministry in over a project going haywire?
I am. Unless, of course, you both can provide proof that this is truly an act of sabotage. Surely, if you both were truly dedicated to completing the project properly as you claim, then you will be able to find a way to prove these gels and this child weren't your doing.
Prove it. But...
How else would you do that, newbie? You put your nose to the grindstone and find the so-called saboteur.
That is, if there even is a saboteur. This will be less painful for the both of you if you just confess.
Yeah, what he said. We are not going to take the fall for something we didn't do! We will find the proof that this wasn't our fault. And when we do, we want a formal apology in front of the whole damn school.
Agreed. And when your crime is exposed, you both will get on your knees before this school and formally declare your expulsion.
Done.
Wow, you both didn't hesitate to agree. Just remember, until further notice, you both can't be on campus. Good luck investigating.
Yeah, I'm with him. We don't need half-assed wishes, and we don't need to be on campus. We'll fix this mess ourselves. Won't be any different from how we've done things before. Yeah, and we're taking our kid. Wait, what? Our kid? Well, sure, he's ours, but keeping him with us... Can we do that?
I don't see why not. I would prefer him to be left with you two. He is your mess. You should take care of it.
Really?
Sure. It's not a problem. It might do you both some good having another life beside your own to care for.
Exactly. I now pronounce you mother and father. You may now take your undead brat. Now vacate the school immediately. The horsemen will be waiting for you both within the hour.
Fine. Then give us our son then. Let's go.
Ooh, good thing I know how to change diapers.
Falling back on your tried and true methods, I see.
Whatever could you possibly be talking about?
No need to be coy, dear headmistress. This isn't the first time you've pushed her buttons to bring out the potential she keeps hidden. Only now you've dragged in our latecomer.
Hohenheim, you are mistaken. This is merely a teaching moment for two troublemakers who are known for causing little hiccups. Any true witch or wizard would be able to sort out situations like this that come about. They wouldn't let something as simple as a haywire project ruin their future. After all, aren't the two in question notorious for overcoming their shortcomings? This little incident is just another notch in that wand's sheath.
The two you just called mediocre and mocked their grades?
Grades are merely theory, Professor. Their practice is above the charts.
Ah, so what exactly is the theory they will put into practice here?
That neither of them got anywhere near the gels. That's someone looking to cause mischief, just like with that booster disguised as medicine, wanted something like this to happen.
Ash, why can't you just be, you know, straight with your students? Show that you actually, you know, give a damn?
No. If I did something stupid like that, how would my students reach their true potential by refusing to go that extra mile?
Right. I'll keep an eye on them as usual.
Keep me apprised. Oh, and send Damien to my office. There's something I need to discuss with him.